nothing like being at the heart of it all. The dead center, the pulsating vortex, the gravity spot, where the very air sings with the electric current of split-second decision-making. And it is there that you will find the unparalleled intensity of comrades in arms on the front lines before the masses. Where are they? Who are they? These are the volunteers who answer the phone calls during the fun drive at KPFA in Berkeley, California. These are the volunteers of Pacifica Radio, 94.1 FM. We call upon you. Please help us. Join us, and we thank you.
This is KPFA and KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno. Stay tuned for Over the Edge.
Combination of its own devices. Its history is only itself. It doesn't touch the ground. It is simply an endless recycling of what it has already done, a kind of tedious rehearsal of its own promises.
Ready? Gotta go, guys. Let's roll.
Here we go,
the redistribution of its own moves. It's the recombination of its own devices. Its history is only itself. It doesn't touch the ground. It is simply an endless recycling of what it has already done. Kind of tedious rehearsal of its own promises.
Ready?
Gotta go, guys. Let's roll.
Here we go,
the redistribution of its own moves. It's the recombination of its own devices. Its history is only itself. It doesn't touch the ground. It is simply an endless recycling of what it has already done. A kind of tedious rehearsal of its own promises.
Ready?
Gotta go, guys. Let's roll.
Here we go,
the redistribution of its own moves. It's the recombination of its own devices. Its history is only itself. It doesn't touch the ground. It is simply an endless recycling of what it has already done, a kind of tedious rehearsal of its own promises.
Ready?
Gotta go, guys. Let's roll.
Here we go.
That nihilistic, neo-negative, anti-art data stuff, that's over, so forget it. Tonight we're back with a whole new form of unproductive nonsense designed to get you off your neo-noir duffs of complacency into your personal means of transportation and up to the sleepy little town of Santa Rosa, California, this coming Saturday, May 27th at 7 p.m., where you will park outside the Cafe This. Get out, go in, and have one hell of a rest of the evening watching the live paid rehearsal by Puzzling Evidence, Dr. Hal, Bishop Joey, and yours truly, Omer D. Edge. With that live performance in mind, we have decided to combine our respective and respected radio shows to form one big unavoidable block of unlistenable promotion, now called Over the Puzzling Edge of Evidence, in which we fully intend to freely rehearse the paid rehearsal to come. What's in it for you? 5 hours of listening to us figuring out here what in the name of all the gods Dr. Hal could recite the names of if his mic was up or and if he was here, we're going to do there. I'll repeat that sentence later. And no, we aren't going to do this alone. Your input into this rehearsal for the paid rehearsal is so very crucial to its ultimate popularity. And we humbly solicit your comments, criticisms, and suggestions for improving this whole idea as it progresses towards the kind of solidified, sure bet cast in concrete, timeless, unchangeable, immutable show modern consumers of entertainment have not only come to expect, but actually demand in exchange for their hard-earned dollars so painfully earned by spending all week contributing to the production of goods or services they know damned well are useless, pointless, and without lasting value of any kind. All right, that's the end of the opening statement. Now, where's Puzzling? Oh, he's gone. I wanted to get some comments or... Yes, we are still setting up for the rehearsal here. Good hello.
Where the hell are you, Alvarez? I want to know.
I was wondering if you had any comments, suggestions. How was the pacing of that opening announcement? Did you think it was okay? Could it be improved?
Yeah, I thought it was okay.
It was okay. So should we go with that?
Yes.
All right.
I just want to know where he is.
I don't know.
He's down in Fresno listening to you.
Who?
Alvarez.
Oh, which Alvarez?
Oh, well, he's down there listening, and he's listening on 88.1.
Part of this show?
That's KFCF in Fresno.
I think you have the wrong radio station.
Yeah. Could be.
I think it's just fine, but you've stolen my idea again.
Oh, God.
I mean, I was telling Ronald the other day.
I can't right now. I'm just barely starting. There we go.
It's just another redistribution of its own devices.
Is that me? No, that's
and you've done it again.
I don't believe, Phineas, that you ever thought of doing a rehearsal for a paid rehearsal. I remember those words ever crossing your lips. Not much.
Is this
Narco's
lawyer claiming it was his idea?
Yes. It's
well, what is this thing going to be?
If you thought of it first, you tell us.
No, I only thought of the concept of rehearsing the rehearsal.
Well, get on the train and get up to Santa Rosa.
I didn't really understand that, though.
Santa
what
Rosa?
Be doing on
should I do that again or what?
We're going to be doing exactly what we're doing right here.
Well, you can forget all about that nihilistic, neo-negative, anti-art data stuff, remember?
Now listen,
sign
I do have
here.
A question.
That's over, so forget it.
Are you going to be missing special effects tonight? The Eric Bogosian movie?
Yes, I'm going to be missing special effects. No, we're not going to be covering it on the air.
What did he say?
Because it's not that good. There's a movie on at 3 a.m. called Special Effects. That the first few minutes of was pretty exciting.
You're not going to be doing that?
No, unfortunately, we're not.
This is a five-hour show.
This is a five-hour show.
It was also my idea.
Yeah, it was your idea a long time ago.
Yeah.
So, too bad you can't make it to the paid rehearsal, because then you could get paid for your idea that we're using.
Hey, I'm in Sonic Outlaws.
Yeah, you are. You have a little thank you.
Yeah.
Where
and
are
I
you?
Mention you. I actually called the show one night and rattled off a quick sentence, and the last thing I said was something about Phineas Narco doesn't exist, or Phineas Narco, and it's been tweaked and added to the movie. Now, where are you in the movie?
Now it belongs to the agent.
As long as we're not paying you
he's
for
it. He's in
to
the
rehearse.
Credits. You know when everybody gets up and sort of files out? That's where he is.
Yeah, everybody's in the credits of that. It's not even copyrighted.
Well, okay, this is in Santa Rosa. Get the address.
Well, the guy from Santa Rosa, whose place it is, has to call to give us the address. Because, of course, we all wrote it down and we took little notes and we made big plans. But all you get is this.
Yeah. Okay, well, I got to go. It's my idea.
So Phineas isn't going to be there? I can't believe this.
That's...
It was his idea.
His two favorite bands.
I think everybody already knows who it is.
Oh, and do you know who they are?
50.
Oh, yeah.
Well, most of the participants for tonight's rehearsal for the paid rehearsal are not even here yet.
Didn't it start at 12?
Yes, it starts at 12.
This is a rock band, you know, and you know how they are.
It starts at 12 like every... Like
the
every...
rock crop, that we're a super rock crop, you see, because former members of Negative Land, former members of the Church of Subgenius, former members of all of these groups have joined. It's sort of like, you know, you got the Hollies and you have the Yardbirds.
Madness.
And then everybody broke up and formed Led Zeppelin and...
It was...
Is it reversed? Are you getting your...
57125.
Is it reversed? No, if it were reversed, we'd pay you to come see us. Just dialing in the cell phones. We have to call all of Northern and Central California and tell them that we're playing... Oh, here's the operator. Yeah? Okay.
Well, that's yours, right?
Yeah.
Where does that come in?
3134.
How does that come in?
20.19 into the show.
24.
On the front side of Cafe This.
I mean, do I have a level on that or not?
No. No, I'll just run it through the mixer.
Okay. Well, watch out because it's a little loud. Or what? It's okay now.
All right. Well, it's the smallest place, so we have to watch that. It's actually Enunciation, folks. But it's going to be filled with people, hundreds of people. Are going to be caravanning up in the middle of the night to see this thing. And boy, are they going to be surprised. And not by the giant phallus either. Now, this Saturday night. Yeah.
Do you know the address of this place?
My old anyway, but
I made sure to take the address from the place when I visited last week.
You don't have it with you?
And I made sure not to bring it, I guess, because no, I don't have it with
me. We can't even tell them how to get there.
But I'm sure that place is listening, and sooner or later, the place with the little Rice Krispie puff cakes will call. Why? Oh, no. Where do you work?
Street is it?
I don't really have a job yet, but I was going to be working at this bar in San Francisco.
Oh, that's too bad.
Madness. In a restaurant in North Beach. I can't say the name over there because Mafia will have us both killed.
Well, you know, our Mafia is going to have you killed for not going, so you're really between the rock crop and the hard place.
Is Rob Williams going to be there?
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah.
He's got a show out there.
There are a bunch of people that are coming. They're all famous friends of ours, you know. So we're supposed to be here tonight, but they're just not here. And I find that to be sort of the way rehearsals are with a lot of these rock groups.
This is ruining the rehearsal, basically.
Yeah,
we can't get started, as you noticed. We can't get started.
As you probably guessed.
As you probably noticed.
The two of us are the technical end of this.
Yeah. And it was Hal who was going to carry the whole thing on his huge shoulders.
Actually, I was talking with a number of other people, and everybody expects between Hal and Ed... For the two giant mouths will take over everything.
That could be a title, but let's wait and see if we come up with a better title.
Yeah. In fact, we're looking for a title for this show. Paid Rehearsal is the name of our band, or you can call us Paid if you want.
So you don't even know what street this is on. This is ridiculous.
No. We don't yet.
We could have had a line around the block, and now we don't even know what block it is. Well, I know. Rob will call.
Yeah,
Rob,
that's what I was saying. See, he will call. He's the tavern keeper.
Rob owns, operates, and cleans up the Cafe This.
Oh, no. Autumn does that.
And if he would call us here at 848-4425, Rob, and tell us your address, you might get some customers up there.
Right now and later, as our voices boom out over the beautiful linoleum floor of Cafe This in Santa Rosa.
The Cafe This.
I do know you take the downtown exit and you turn left and go under the freeway. And go
for
a block and then you turn right. Turn right again, and then you look for parking because you're there. Yeah, like Cafe This.
And there will be quite a show, as I understand. Quite a show.
Heck of a show.
This should really be good. This is a nice little coffee house. That they don't even serve alcohol, do they? So we're not going to have any drunks walking around throwing up on you. So don't worry about that.
We might have 16-year-olds dancing nude in the spotlights. You might have that. You might not.
Nice.
I was there one night and saw that. And then they had a chorus line of policemen.
If you get in the neighborhood, you won't be able to miss it because we're going to beam our sound out onto the street. And we're going to see how long we can get away with that at a very high level in that sleepy little town.
But it's in stereo. So even the little ones who can't pay to get in can listen to our show. And actually, they'll see Don in the window.
You won't notice the stereo from a distance, but as you walk up and stand in the center of the window, you'll notice the sounds coming from both sides of your head.
Both sides of our head or something.
Now what we're going to do, that's what we're going to figure out here tonight, what we're going to do in that show. We're going to spend 5 hours here as soon as the rest of the paid rehearsal gets here.
Because we've been in the hotel room all day planning, eating that thing of fruit they always give you.
Yeah, we spent all day in the hotel room planning to be here at midnight, and you can see that is totally screwed up already.
And then there's a big cooler. And there was a lot of soft drink stuff in it. And there was a big pineapple floating in. And the other band came in, and we were all crowded in the room for a while. But then they took off to go surfing. So
I really don't know if I want to work with these people.
Well, you know, the thing is that now that we're a super group, all of these super people, they have their own schedules. They just, you know, you can't depend on them.
And their entourages. Oh, I forgot to tell you. You know what happened before we get going with the rehearsal? When I got here tonight, I pulled into the parking lot in the back and turned off my engine and noticed something was wrong, but I couldn't quite figure out what was wrong. I turned off my engine and I was looking straight out the windshield into a blank wall and it was dark. And suddenly I realized, hey, my headlights shouldn't go out when my engine goes off.
Right.
And so I thought, oh my God, what's wrong? And I tried to start the car again and it's absolutely dead. And this is not a joke. Somehow, and I should have known because on the way over here, I was listening to the radio. I was listening to Radio Free Berkeley, as a matter of fact.
Oh, wonderful.
And in the background, I could hear my engine like as a loud hum.
Huh.
It was going, and it was coming over the radio in the car. And as I accelerated, it would go up.
You're alternating.
Is that what it is?
Probably, yeah.
So that would show up on the radio?
Yeah.
It's weird because then I turned the radio down and it was still there.
Yeah.
Like without a volume. It's still
freaking out. And
So it isn't
charging your battery.
No, the battery
that's why the car just went poof.
Totally dead. There's nothing.
Because your alternator is probably gone.
So I need to get a ride home. Plus, we need to carry to my house.
Or we can charge it up. I got cables. Because I always bring cables. You have rehearsal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So we can try that.
12-volt, what do you got?
Same.
Okay, well, maybe that'll work. And then I could get it home and get it towed somewhere or something. Right. But it's a holiday weekend.
Too bad we didn't bring the wireless. You know, we could do all this on the air.
Totally screwed up. Listen, anybody out there who has a tow truck, I'm going to need a tow truck at... I'd like to get a tow truck here at 5 in the morning, if you don't mind. That's when we get off. That's when the rehearsal will be over.
Yeah.
Then I can tow it from here. I can tow it from here down to my garage, which is down at University in 6th or something down there, where I have this Hulk worked on. Then I can just leave it there until he comes back. Because we're all going up to the cafe this in the van, so that's no problem.
Yeah.
And I got to... Oh, wait. No, I can't do that. No, cancel the tow truck, okay? I can't do that because I got to get home to bring all the stuff that's here to my house so we can take it Saturday.
This morning.
What a mess. This has really bummed me out. And then to top it off, the paid rehearsal does not show up. Where in the hell are they? It's really getting late now.
The thing is that they don't care because they get paid from date to date. You know, they can be as late as they want. It isn't by the hour rock crop stuff. If anyone
would like to donate a car to Negative Land that actually works reliably, we will accept that in lieu of payment.
A pro bono car, sort of.
Yeah. Yeah, I would really like a different car at this point. This thing has had, I can't tell you how many things have gone wrong with this 1976 Dodge Aspen.
It sure is a classic.
Man, it was a centennial year.
It's right here in the studio.
And, you know, those were the years when they were really crud. American cars were just total crap. It was like before the Japanese impact hit, and no one was worrying about anything.
Solid steel, though.
Except getting their cocaine down on the line, you know. So here's my car. Like, it is a piece of crap. I don't mind saying.
Well, maybe some of these listeners have a tow truck.
Chrysler Corporation.
In the back.
They may be okay now, but
Dodge,
man,
Aspen.
Dodge Aspen. Come on. It's a deluxe, too.
Wow.
God, what a piece of crap. Everything just totally breaks, on like the wires, like just kind of unravel by themselves and stuff.
It was probably made on a Friday.
So I'm looking for a car, only it has to be free because we don't have any money at all. And I ain't kidding. A Valiant? You got, you're too slow and you got too much delay.
Too much delay? Oh,
tell me what you really want to say.
Yeah.
A Valiant? How long has it been since they've made Valiants? That's got to be older than mine.
Same car. It's a Plant 6, right?
76?
I don't think so. Is the Aspen? No, the Aspen has more of a...
Oh, no, the Aspen. You're right. I've seen a Dodge Dart.
Aspen, man.
The engine, what's the power block in the Aspen?
It's big.
That's the nice part. It's a screamer.
Yeah. But except it's totally dead.
It's made in Brazil for the Czechoslovakian market. And winds up in California. At the practice.
Anyway... Let's see if we can get a new car here. It's more fun than the rehearsal.
I wanted to say hi to Tony and ask if the weatherman is going to be there, and I don't really have a car.
No, unfortunately, I asked him, and he said, no, I really don't think so. And I said, when I asked him, I said, you know, I told him you wouldn't do it. And he said, yeah, that's right, I won't do it.
Well, how about the other member of your band?
No, no one's coming but me. Everybody
and
else.
And then the other one?
The weatherman the never leaves one. The house except to go to work and home.
You know, Bishop Joey's here in the building someplace. He's just...
How do you know?
He's here somewhere. I just saw him.
I wish we could get someone here so we could get going.
Well, we're just, you know, these big plush chairs, and if you go out into the lobby here in front of the studio, there's a candy machine with cigarette papers and a thing, and it's really a great place, and there's soda water, and there's a big pineapple in the pool. What is that? Is that your practice? Okay.
You know it costs $60 to get your car towed anywhere?
That was $140 the other day.
Jeez, it's like $2 worth of gas to tow you somewhere. $3, $4 maybe.
I don't know what the problem is though. You're a rock star. You don't have to deal with that stuff.
Well, it's gonna clean me out.
The roadies will all do it.
Once again, this car is gonna ruin my life. It's gonna clean me out to keep it going but I need it because I have to be here every week. So I have to keep paying for this sucker. Never have enough to get a new one. Only have to keep putting the money in the old one. Dribble it in, $180, $250 at a time. You know how it goes. Now $60 to get it towed, plus the repair cost. That's going to clean me out once again.
I don't know. Our listeners are all pretty well-to-do, you know.
It's really bummed me out. I know there are some rich people out there. Why don't you help us out? Come on, you listen to us. You're entertained. Help us out. And send some money to the station, by the way, because that's a big charity, too.
Perhaps we could have another gun exchange.
This whole thing is...
Yeah, KPFA gun exchange.
I have nothing to exchange. All my guns are
militia
broken.
All your guns are broken. That's a good album. We'll call it. That may be our first album. Guns are broken.
I had to have the howitzer towed just the other day. Flat tires.
You laugh,
flat tires.
A little 5-inch... howitzer.
What good is a howitzer with flat
rifled
tires?
Rifled howitzer out in front of his house.
You can't get those tires anywhere.
Have a bake sale.
That's true. You know, keeping those howitzers up alone, besides the gun carriage you have to put on that Aspen.
Well,
you have to have special rubber wheels because you don't want to tear up the streets. See, that's the problem with Tank Boy. You know, he didn't get the rubber treads. And it really ruins the highways when you try to go into the oncoming traffic. And also, the rubber treads stay on better. You notice that's how they finally got him. He got himself. He tried to get up over a narrow longitudinal barrier, and it rips your tread right off.
Can't be done. Can't be done.
And he's an experienced tank man.
Not in that
understand.
Model.
No, not in the M60 AX3. Boy, but that thing was nice. And the media, of course, kept commenting, saying, oh, why does it use the gun? What if he uses the gun? It's a crew-served weapon, folks. You need another person to use the gun.
Besides, they don't keep ammunition in those things.
Well, that's what they tell the public, but look what they lock them with. Little tiny shoe knocks. And you're like, that's going to keep out somebody. Oh.
Well.
And then that night, of course, the news showed you where all the tanks were, including pictures and maps. And nobody else did it. Not one person took up the challenge. I tell you, what's this world coming to? It's coming to these callers who are all coming to Santa Rosa.
Please hang up. hang up.
We'll all be
right
here with us.
I would like to make a call.
You know, we're bringing fistfuls of
truck.
Oh, here's
what?
The tow truck.
I've got that tow truck.
Oh, yeah?
How much will you charge to tow me from Martin Luther King Way down to, you know, lower university?
Well, it's mine. Like 30.
30?
Oh, we're getting down there.
Well, you got to find a place for me to keep all my toes.
What do you mean?
I can probably fit your car in the truck.
I tell you what, instead of money, why don't we just use tapes of this show?
Always jokes.
They'll be worth money
jokes,
later.
Jokes. Well, here I am in a serious dilemma.
You could give me tapes, but, I mean, not of this show, you know.
Of course not. Not of
no,
this show.
Not of this show. This one's a stupid
who
show.
Wants to ever
this is just a rehearsal
this?
Practice whatnot show.
This one made me cancel my check.
Yeah.
Well, listen, it's going to get good when the rest of
yeah,
the
when
people
everybody else
get
gets
here.
We're just sitting around the big chairs right now, you know,
this
smoking
is,
on those cigarette
this
holders.
This is like a rehearsal where you sit
yeah.
around, you wait for everybody to show up.
Yeah, and then you argue about where everybody was for about half an hour.
Yeah.
And then everybody gets into, sort of slowly gets into the actual mix. And the problem is we won't actually be mixing anything until Saturday night.
So you're joking about the tow truck, right?
No, I don't.
Yeah, but you're talking about a toes truck. Where a truck full of toes. Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
That's what I thought.
So you're rehearsing talking. You're practicing.
No, I think you are.
That well, we are, yeah. That's what we've been talking
Why
about.
Why do you have a tow
minutes.
Truck if you aren't in business?
Oh, it's fun. Yeah, I mean, I sell toes.
That's what I thought. Big joke. Big
yeah.
joke. Yeah, well, if your car was sitting outside your house dead, you wouldn't think it was a big joke.
Well, I think it's a big joke that the radio station. Yeah.
I didn't like his attitude.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
I got your tow truck right here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guess what? I got your ass in here, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got it right here.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm about to show it to you.
Okay, here we go.
Here it goes.
Here we go. There, thanks.
Hi, could you use a truck?
Yeah, I could use a truck.
You can?
You mean as my personal conveyance?
Well, I can take you down to where you need to go.
No, I can get a ride with Mr. Evidence home. What I need is to get my car somewhere. It's dead.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I don't have a tow truck.
No, of course not. No one has a tow truck. No one who's up at this time of night has a tow truck.
Oh, gee, yeah. Oh, gee.
Well, put
no,
your
think about it.
Put your big brain to sleep.
Think about it for a while.
Welcome to the rehearsal for the paid rehearsal.
Okay, we're getting ready right now, and we're going to be playing things at a rehearsal like.
We haven't come yet.
The rehearsal is.
Listen to that wild guitar on the phone.
Yeah.
Man, I wish he was going to be with us.
Yeah, we're up to 34 minutes.
That's a professor. Are you going to come, professor?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Do you know where it is? That's right, but we don't know the address.
Yeah.
God, are we idiots or what?
Well,
it's like,
this is how it should be.
Here's our chance to, like, really get a big crowd at that place, put that place on the map for poor Rob.
They
do.
They do. How do you know about they?
I wonder about they. Well, I'm calling you from Berkeley right now.
No.
Which is why I have all the income on the grid. It's been a great week so far.
Yeah, it has been.
I've been getting off on the tribute
to Yaz. Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Especially
the
reissue on CD.
Sure, whatever, man.
I think I speak for all Idahoans when I ask a mutual question. What was the simple ad reference exactly? Was that a reference to Mr. J.R. himself, the Woods on
the Hill? The which reference?
Well, it would be a reference to himself, to get off topic, to Negative Land, as it were, and the Negative Land album.
No, yeah. It's a potato company, Simplot.
Yeah. This reference had me a little obscure.
Oh, no, Simplot is a potato company in the Midwest.
Yes.
Yeah. But it also stands for Simple Plot, in my mind. That's what I used it.
Uh-huh.
Simple Plot.
Well, I think they'll be expanding on this theme later on tonight, but I just wanted to call and say... Thank you for the pleasure,
Hey, Idaho, I bet you got lots of big aspen trees up there.
Well, in the front yard, you know, we've got the locusts. We've got lots of fir trees. And actually, we do have some aspen trees.
Sure, they're all over the west, the midwest, the northeast, the northwest.
You know, they're everywhere.
That's probably why they named my piece of crap after them, because they're everywhere, and they're a beautiful tree, and they thought, oh, if we call it an aspen, people will buy it, and they'll really rely on it.
when did you buy that car?
But it's the mid-70s, and it's a piece of crap, and it'll probably fall apart. Well, look, it's 76, 86. It's almost 20 years old.
I mean, that's pretty good.
How long can you expect a car to last? Well, a lot longer, I tell you.
How much money did you put into it?
I think I paid $900 for it.
When?
But you know, I've spent like twice that much on it since I've had it.
How long have you had it?
At least. I've had it since... That is a Dick Goodbody car.
Ah.
He used to supply all of Negative Land with all their cars.
And yeah, that was a good deal at that time.
From the Auto Hive.
Yeah. Yeah, what we'll do is run a copy of the Aspen original plans off the DAT right into the car. And then find out what's going on.
Piece of crap.
And then run it back in and print up a new Aspen.
He sold me a car with the word mystery machine. Very
handy
on the car.
Yeah.
It was quite a good laugh.
But no car bomb sticker, right?
Well, this car was in good shape when I had it. It had always been kept in a garage. I've had it for like 6 or 7 years, and it was the interior perfect. That's Dick Goodbody's strong point. He, when you get your car, he like really likes to impress you with like a perfect interior. So this like has this butterscotch leather interior without, you know, perfect, clean. So you think, wow, hey, this is just like new. But man, under the hood, it's a piece of crap. And he knows we don't know anything about cars, so he can get away with that. Just selling us interior after interior that ends up dark and dead in a parking lot somewhere.
What a guy.
Yeah, I'm glad he's not around anymore.
Where is he these days?
Oh, he lives up in Aspen country.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah, and the butterscotch interior, so you can eat if you're stuck on a mountain road. And your engine block is split open.
I'm sorry if we're boring everybody, but we can't really start until the rest of the people.
One out of the two cars involved that powers the amplifier is broken down.
He's coming with who? Hal's coming with who?
He's coming, well, you know, that should have been maybe a hint. If they're out there listening right now, he's coming with the director of a film that could never get started.
Oh, no.
Because we should tell him this story. We went to, I invited Omer and Bishop Joey to be part of a pornographic moment in time. And the fun was actually in the waiting, as usual. You know, just sort of not getting there and channeling the entertainment so that you feel most energized by, in fact, almost not getting there.
Okay, wait a minute.
Anticipation is almost better than actually getting what you want.
Exactly.
And variety's the spice of life. We have to change this. There. Man, that was awful, wasn't it?
God. All right, the address.
All right, yes.
Here we
this
go.
Is the owner-operator of the Cafe This in Santa Rosa, and he will now give you the address of where we will be Saturday night, 7 o'clock.
Okay, there's not like the facts or anything.
What? Take that stuff off your voice because we can't understand you.
Yeah, don't be hip and cool.
Okay, what is the address?
Pop-Tart there.
Write this down. Right. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
22 4th Street.
22 what?
4th Street.
122 4th Street. There was a 3 in there.
That's Santa Rosa.
That's right.
Now, if someone's coming into Santa Rosa from the Bay Area, how would they find this?
Okay,
besides the noise.
They're coming up 101 North.
Yeah.
And they hit...
Turn real fast.
No,
not there. Not there. The guy was doing
downtown it. Downtown Santa Rosa exit.
It's the one that says downtown.
Right. Downtown
Santa Rosa.
All right.
And
we're in the middle
of everything.
You go
down the little grassy knoll.
That's right.
And you turn left under the highway you've just left. Don't
you avoid the shots.
Yeah, you avoid the shots. You duck when you see the little guy in the black sweater.
That's right.
And you turn left under the freeway. And you go for what? Like a block and a half?
Yeah, a block and a half on 4th Street.
On 4th, okay.
And listen for the noise.
4th Street. And, you know.
But you're not on your street when you turn off the highway, are you?
No,
I've always turned...
Wilson, I think? No, that's Morgan.
Hasn't your street been closed?
You go down a block and a half, then you turn right, and then you turn right again, and you run right into the giant cappuccino. Sploosh!
Well, at that point, yeah.
But you stay away from it, because it can burn you. Then you take parking. take parking anywhere there.
That's right.
But you'll see big bright lights and giant noises.
Yeah, you'll hear stuff coming from underneath the window.
Yeah, it's in a very scary place. Little TVs are down there and little gremlins and little dirt balls and stuff.
So that's 122 4th Street, Santa Rosa, 7 o'clock Saturday night for the...
7?
Well, when are we starting?
7 a.m., yeah.
I've been telling everyone 9.
Okay,
9?
But
we got to hang around there.
We're getting
nine.
Paid from 7, though.
We're coming up at 3, you know. It takes us that long to set up all our elaborate equipment array.
3 a.m.
That's right.
So,
and we have to take apart all of your elaborate equipment first.
Let's say 9. Why don't we go till from 7 to 11?
7 to 11?
Yeah. And then we move the cappuccino machine over by me.
If the paid rehearsal is anything like the rehearsal, it'll just be like this, and then people really won't know when it has started it's over or what it consists of.
You need a safety group for the cappuccino.
Well, it says 9 on the flyer, and I don't know.
Well, what happens is Autumn runs a hose, right?
Okay, let's say 9.
The cappuccino machine.
Let's say 9 at on Saturday evening.
Yeah.
At 9 o'clock on 9-9-9.
We'll be
nine,
rehearsing
nine.
Until 9, you know, from about 7 till 9.
Yeah. We'll start rehearsing at 7 and go till 9, and then at 9 we'll start the actual paid rehearsal.
Yeah, all different stuff, all new songs.
Yeah.
Songage.
Okay, sirrah, sirrah. What?
I put Gary
Gabogue
Fram on it. Is that not
happening? Oh, God.
Well, look, I mean, who's here?
Hal isn't even here. Hal is coming over with some film director who exploits young women.
Oh, is he going to be dressed?
Did you finish that story?
Well, I gave an overview, but if you heard just the story I gave, you'd have a different impression than what happened. I'm still, you know, I do have, when Brent's bring that, I have a tape of that entire event. An audio tape of the time in the theater where first the mad audience spoke up, and then the consciousness of the audience spoke up and said, well, you know, I would be nervous if these people talk like this and I could hear them.
There was
about 30 seconds of silence, and then everybody went back to being smarmy.
There was a real climax at the end.
Yeah, there was, but we couldn't watch. It threw us out. Yeah, the climax we saw was...
That was one of the most interesting predicaments I've ever been in as an audience member, to be made to feel guilty unless you leave before it starts.
It was a complex position.
Well, they're not going on because guy that's driving Hal over here didn't tell the girls that there was going to be an audience.
People looking at them while they performed extremely intimate acts.
Yes. Well, not extremely intimate.
And nobody liked
that. Well, not in San Francisco, but the whole idea was this was supposed to be an audience for.
Now I don't usually go to things like this, but
it was free.
And I'm not going again. But anyway, it was very embarrassing for all concerned, and something to remember. A little bit of showbiz.
A true San Francisco event, but not in Santa Rosa.
No, they can't do that. Well, they do that in Santa Rosa, don't they?
I think actually that was sort of rehearsal.
I understand, Rob, you had the cops down in your place a few times ago.
Doyle's dancing there.
Yeah.
So we're going to see if we can get them on the noise abatement law.
Oh, I'm sure we'll, yeah.
We're going to see if we can get them over there again, the town cop. How many are there in Santa Rosa?
A million, I think.
In your club, then 100 million show up.
Well, that should pay the bill if they all pay to get
That's
in.
That's what was so intriguing was like 5 and 6 policemen showed up to wrestle this young lady to the ground. And if you called and said there's a burglary, they'd say, oh, I'll be out in 15 minutes.
Rob actually broadcasts our shows he's open till 3, right?
Yep.
That's right.
And
he actually broadcasts Over the Edge in his club, and then he walks around with a telephone to the tables and asks people to speak, you know, calling us and asks people to speak to the show while they're listening to it on the speakers in the club.
But usually they're talking to themselves, and I just, you know,
I can't remember a single call that I would say was what I could guess was that happening.
But my favorite part is right now. My voice fills
cafe this. Anyway, just drive in and ask somebody.
Well, I think this would be the best point for me to interject, and I think you guys have it.
You do, and you'll clean it up. That's what Hal would say if he were here.
I'll tell people to say, hi, I'm calling from cafe this. I'm going to be in your show.
What an original idea.
Yeah.
Well, you know, see, there's all this interference because we're practicing right now. We're tuning up the station. to use it for a real show in a little while.
I don't really want to waste all this material until the real participants get here.
I definitely agree. So I'm gonna have to
the real one.
From Boise, from the Aspen Grove, I'm staying.
Okay.
Thank you. And
hope the gig goes well.
And come again.
Duck
and cover.
And
Mick and Keith and I and the rest of them and Bruce Springsteen, the rest of the crew.
Yeah.
We took a wrong turn. We're supposed to be up.
No, you went into the new downtown Santa
and
Rosa.
Bob Dylan's.
We're over in Concord on Monument Boulevard. We're totally lost. I think we're just going to, I don't know if we're going to be able
to. We'll just drive around aimlessly.
I'll meet you at Moore Lane and Monument, okay?
Okay.
I'll be wearing the big hat with the ABC Auto Parts on.
What about the Quarter Pound Burger? Speed freaks hang out late at night, you know?
You know Bob Dylan's in Berkeley tonight, isn't he?
He's probably at his hotel room now, or maybe they're at a bar getting drunk and laughing, counting the bucks.
Wouldn't it be a hell of a rehearsal if he showed up?
He might.
Passed out in a bathroom.
We used to play tapes of Bob Dylan on KPFA.
Got tons of coke in his system. I don't think he's going to be able to make the show either.
Who does?
Bob.
Oh, he's not into that.
No,
come on.
No.
He just had
that might be Bob Dobbs, one of those other lowlifes, but not Bob Dylan.
That's what I'm saying. Bob was smoking coke in the bathroom.
Bob. Oh, I get it. It's a Bolivian joke. Okay, I get it.
Well, Bob, if you're listening, I think you've been too perverse for the last, like, 20 years. And everybody's waiting for the old voice, and you just won't do it. So, you know.
And where do you come down on you know, Negative Land or U2 on this thing, Bob?
I would say...
No, Bob. I mean, if he's listening, he has to call in.
The Edge.
I know you're not, Bob. You know. Yeah, the Edge. And how come that the other guys called over the Edge? And it's all a big joke. I mean, these guys always, you know, all these super groups get together and cook this stuff up like the original, classic, old-fashioned Coke.
We're going to sue you guys.
That's the name of your band?
Yeah, no, we're going to sue you.
We're going to... Wait, no, I have to think about this. We are going to sue you.
No, I'm
going to
sue...
Yeah.
Damages.
Okay. You. No, me.
You're suing me?
Madness.
Well, I'm just a rock star. I can't think about this stuff too much. I mean,
madness.
I mean, if they took the satellite and they broadcast it, no, narrowcast it on their own show, and then they used it again
madness.
In Santa Rosa, is that madness?
Madness. Loudness.
Oh, loudness. Yeah, that's one thing we will guarantee.
From Japan.
Government loudness.
From Japan.
Well, no, that was a few weeks ago when the shining path of least resistance from Osaka, Japan was here.
Oh, Joe Conker just pulled up.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
He's going to help us load up the van, and we're going to get over there, and we're going to just really do some wacky stuff.
Hal, would you please call and tell us if you're coming?
I have a suggestion about your car.
Yeah.
Find someone to lend you a AAA car.
Well, then who pays for that?
It's free if you have a AAA car.
Oh. Hey, Doug, you got a AAA car?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, we could probably do that.
They told that.
But
huh?
I wanted to make it into more of a scary story.
Well, how does that work? I never had one of those. You mean you pay like once a year and you get everything?
Yeah, you pay like they
how
come
much
by
do you,
and get
yeah,
a
but
finger.
How much do you pay a year? $3,000.
Yeah.
Like
or a child.
Yeah.
Free maps, too.
Yeah, many free maps.
Yeah. Well, I'm really disappointed in my car. Really, really disappointed. If you can't trust your car, what in the hell can you trust? Especially when you got to be places and do things, it just ruins everything. But I don't want to dwell on my car, although I may be living in it soon.
Riddles are not abound.
You're not, Hal. Come on, Hal, give us a call. Stop the car wherever you are.
You know, so I bet on the way over here, law enforcement found him again.
Yeah. Well, sure.
And there's Hal standing on the bridge.
Yeah.
Can't get a ride either direction.
Next to one of those little phones. Well, give us a call, Hal.
No radio.
A bridge phone.
Because Hal's really rich, you know.
Well, I know. Secretly, he is. Yeah. He doesn't let on, but you can tell by the way he dresses.
Now, this is pretty silly. You can't do your practice on our practice show.
And we'd like to remind you that we have not started the rehearsal yet.
It means I have to drive all the way back home to set the timer for my VCR to catch Special effects. Stupid Eric Bogosian movie. With a good Lee Harvey Oswald joke in the first 10 minutes. The movie's actually pretty interesting.
Was that 44?
Two, I think. All these movies play over and over again. That's why I never really panic about taping them, because Channel 2 has things like special effects. Channel 44 always plays...
But what is real about it for you?
Well, that's the question. Yeah, that's the line in it, where Eric Bogosian asks the girl, and says, how do you know it's real? And she says wisely, because I know.
Okay, well, here's a nice little cassette I got from Canada. This guy recorded his walk to work for 26 consecutive days, and that's all the cassette is. See? There he is. What, he's going downstairs.
So you mean like 26 ABCD rolls and...
I think he's in his, like, front hall, going out the door. This whole trip happens 26 times on this cassette, over and over again.
Oh, I see, and butt spliced together, so to speak.
Yeah.
It's just 26, thought he had, like, ABC rolled 26
layers. 26
layers.
Days of walking to work. I guess that's a month. A month of walking to work, and he recorded it all. And there's no talking.
It doesn't record it.
No talking or anything. It's just the sound of him going to work.
He doesn't have any friends, no animals. His car works every
there.
Time.
He left the house. No? Where is he now?
No, I see. He's plugging still in something house. In. Well, now he's outside. Maybe. I can tell that's Toronto, yeah.
Yeah, Toronto. I think it is Toronto.
Yeah, you can hear the double-decker buses.
Or else it's British Columbia. Yeah, here he is, down the sidewalk.
This is pretty exciting.
And this is like what it's like to go to work.
This is like rehearsing being him.
All you people unemployed out there, listen to this show. This is what it's like to go to work. If you don't have a car. And you're lucky if you don't.
Okay, there he goes.
Yep. There goes an Aspen.
This could actually work out okay, because sometime during my show, we can call AAA. They can tow your car. As long as they're not listening to the show. And
they'll tow anytime. That's right. Well, but I don't have any place to tow it, really.
Oh, I thought you were going to take it down to your home.
If I took it to my home, then I'd have to then have it towed to another place.
No, I'm at the home university in...
Well... Yeah, I guess I could do that. Yeah, and but no one will be there, so I'll have to just leave it outside and call him later and tell him it's there, and then say
either
if he'll
do that or do it tomorrow. Or
then
something.
Ask him if he'll fix it for nothing.
And you'll never get it out of the KPFA parking lot tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It'll be hidden behind 30 other cars that all have to move to get the tow truck in there.
Yeah. What a minute. The station with the smallest parking lot in the world is...
Because Berkeley said you had to make parking, so they have this 48-story, four-car, each floor parking lot.
Yeah.
There's barely enough room to turn around. When you get to the top, there's always only one space at the top.
Well, we'll figure that out later. We have plenty of time to work that out, I guess.
Obviously, we're just going to practice everything, including moving the car. And it might even start up, you know,
so those of
if
you
we
have,
go out and charge it.
Those of you who have just tuned in wondering what this is, well, it isn't anything yet. It's going to be the rehearsal for the paid rehearsal as soon as Hal gets here. Because he's got all the words. He's the one with the brain. He's the one with the memory. He's the one with all the stuff committed to memory.
Yep.
And the old lady clothes, too.
We're just talking about
Yeah, you know,
the
he got real sort of tightened up when I suggested that. And apparently other people had suggested it, too. And
what?
And he didn't want any part of that getting dressed up like an old lady and playing the organ.
He didn't?
Yeah, no.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
He said, he made a reference, interestingly enough, about himself in Subgenius shows and said, I never get dressed up and play a character, and I couldn't bring myself to say anything.
What did he call that thing he played?
All the videotapes I have of him dressed up as a character playing.
Yeah, and Sabrina, introducing Sabrina.
Yeah,
what was that?
Thing, he doesn't get dressed up, so anyway, we're not going to have Aunt Bertha.
He just won't get
unless
dressed
we get him
up.
On the sodium pentothal.
This was going to be the first live appearance of Aunt Bertha.
I was so excited, you know, I almost...
He doesn't need makeup. Did you tell him it could be really simple?
Yeah, really simple and on
just
tape,
a wig.
Distributed to all of Northern and Central California. But no, he didn't
want
to be...
A wig and a house coat. That's all he'd need.
A wig and a half.
Not even a dress, you know?
Yeah, a frumpy old Aunt Bertha playing the organ. Well, how exciting could life be?
There's this lovely organ there she could play. That's really too bad. But yeah. Hal, okay, but Hal the male will be there.
And he won't be here, I guess. He's not here.
Man, do you have his phone number? Let's call him.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, let's call. We can. I think we have to. Might have to take it off the air. See if you can call out while it's on the air. I'm sure that doesn't work.
Yeah, you can.
You can?
Yeah.
Let's see. Use like one of these. Okay. I bet you can't. Well, I'm sure these go out normally. That one's open. Yeah, no, okay. So, if I wonder if it just taking that off will do it. Try that. I think he's at the subway now. That would be the Toronto subway. He's at the beginning leg of. Maybe he's going down to Queen Street. I don't really know where he works. This is sort of what it's like, you know, going to work. For those of you who have to go to work.
I just go downstairs.
But of course, those of us in show business don't generally go to work. We generally stay up late and have a lot of fun, like this. And I think you'll agree that it's a life that can offer a lot of dead cars, basically, is what you get out of it. And you eat lots of Simplot potatoes.
Mashed.
I guess I thought the train came, but he doesn't sound like he's on it yet. Maybe that wasn't his train, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of trains.
Or maybe it's still just sitting there while they load, but it doesn't sound. Oh, I bet he's inside the car, but it hasn't started yet. I bet that's it. And for those of you who have just tuned back after turning away, yes, this is still the same thing. And no, nothing is happening yet. But we're expecting Dr. Hal here any moment. Did you get him?
Yeah.
Is his phone ringing?
Yes.
Well, he's not there. He's halfway here. And this is just not a good night for traveling in cars. We are ready with a wealth of interesting material here. Here's a little sample.
It was madness.
And that's basically what we do here. So, and there's no answer?
No, I mean, there's a keen answer.
Yes, the machine answered.
Oh, so he's gone.
He's out there somewhere.
He must have a radio. This film.
You know, he might be on his way to Cafe This. He may have misunderstood my instructions.
Oh, God.
In a car that doesn't work.
Well, Hal, we know. Do you think he has a radio in that car?
You know, he should. It's a modern car.
It is.
Yes.
He's probably working. That guy's working on a grant or something. Probably has a lot of money.
Yeah, and probably the radio was stolen a year ago. It's never been replaced. But who's in the club tonight?
So, Hal, we know you're listening. Give us a call. We're trying to get started here.
Oh, yeah?
With a real crispy treat eater.
Yep, that's me.
What?
Who is this?
Who's that?
Oh, don't be confused now. It's just the show.
No, you can't say that.
You can't say that
on the rehearsal or the show. You can't say that.
Why can't I?
Sorry, Rob, but you'll have to get that angel off your line. She's going to get us in deep, deep trouble. Not my fault. Not responsible. I couldn't control it. I don't know what was happening. She just started talking. I don't know. Honest.
Yep, it's just a show.
Okay, next juror.
It's just a show. And we're still practicing here. Here we go.
And as for the military,
yeah.
Some of them are fine people. But the world no longer has use for them.
There That was an anchor lowering. Just one of the many special effects we have prepared for you tonight and which are going completely to waste because we can't start the rehearsal.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yep.
Okay, back to the guy on his way to work.
We were lying. There is no real rehearsal. We're just really concerned about the new scanners.
Now,
radars that undress people.
This is the subway from the interior. We'll see how long a subway ride is every day. This is kind of treating your life like a rehearsal where you go to work every day, you do the same thing over and over again until you get it right, I guess.
That's right, over and over and over. It's sheer madness.
It is madness. I really don't know why anybody goes to work. You can just hear that nothing happens the whole time.
It was madness.
This is the rehearsal for the paid rehearsal here on Over the Edge, KPFA and KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno. You're listening to Over the Puzzling Edge of Evidence for the time being. You know what? At 3 o'clock, it's going to change to Puzzling Over the Evidence Edge.
That's exactly right. It'll be all different. New people, new equipment, new technology.
That's the best two things. The best two things I prepared for this rehearsal was those two titles. Over the Puzzling Edge of Evidence and Puzzling Over the Evidence Edge.
Okay.
And that's all I have. That's all the script I have.
That's all we need. That's what we start practicing that, which he just said, at 7. And the rehearsal ends at 8:56. Then as
scanner, put it on 462-675.
We don't have a scanner. The weatherman's not here.
Yes,
and then at exactly 9:01, the gig begins.
All right.
And it goes to 11:13.
I'll be there.
Then we have 2 minutes of applause, and then we do an encore.
You know, on 4th, right?
122 4th Street, Santa Rosa.
All right.
Take the downtown Santa Rosa exit off the whatever.
All right.
Is it 101?
Yeah, that big wide one.
It's going to be happening around 3 o'clock.
At 3 o'clock, you can come by and we're just setting up.
No. Don't come by at 3.
No, what's going to happen around 3 o'clock tonight?
Oh, tonight, this radio station turns into a rocket ship and rockets away.
No. At 3 o'clock, the Puzzling Edge of Evidence will change into the Puzzling Over the Evidence Edge.
Because right now we're on the train.
You're going to have some of them there kooky noises, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, at that time.
I can't stand that.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Well, don't listen.
We can't either.
You should be asleep anyway. Very good.
All right. Thanks a lot.
I'm glad we got that out of the way. Okay, now we're back at Cafe This. And
with all
we're swinging the camera around. Yeah, with Angel.
Hello.
Hello.
You know what? I want to say I'm sorry. I did not know that I was, like, publicized.
That's okay. That's okay. We understand. It's confusing. But if we're only in Cafe This, how could we not be in Northern and Central California?
I didn't even know.
Well, who's there tonight? Who else is down there at the big, the huge Cafe This?
Ta-Nehisi Coates.
It's an arrestable offense because we've decided that you can be arrested for certain things in areas that are designated high drug crime areas. It is not an arrestable offense on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. That's a policy decision. We've made a decision that we are going to invest in black communities through the criminal justice system and in no other way. That's a decision. And so, you know, I mean, that don't mean that the officer, you know, shouldn't have got fired the day as he would. That don't mean that at all. But if that's your standard, if that's the enemy, you're just going to keep coming back again and again and again. And you end up talking about individual officers, which, I mean, in its own way, it's actually a really conservative formulation of the question. Because it says if I can get more individual, moral, correct acting officers in place, then maybe we can fix this, as opposed to looking at entire systems.
Advancing the conversation to abolish racism for over 70 years. 94.1 KPFA.
After months of precautions, lockdowns, and social distancing, the coronavirus cases and hospitalizations continue to spike in the Bay Area. It's really KPFA's communal duty to remind everybody to remain cautious, stay vigilant about wearing masks, hand washing, and social distancing. We would all like to return to our regular activities, but first we have to remain alive. Be safe, be smart, be well. And thanks for listening to KPFA.
You're listening to 94.1 KPFA, 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and online worldwide at kpfa.org.
The huge cafe this. This is a monster place.
And the front, there is, I don't know, how many people's outside? Oh, boy.
How can there be people outside at 1 in the morning?
They're gosh. All out there smoking.
There's 5, yeah.
Hey, Rob, you know, you'd get a lot more people inside if you allowed them to smoke in there.
Yeah, exactly.
The trouble with the cafe this is, you go and there's nobody inside. There's like 20 people on the sidewalk outside smoking cigarettes. And that's it. That's your adventure at the cafe this.
That's why we're running those speakers outside for the smokers Saturday night.
You know, the idea, Rob, is to get them inside.
And the guy in the window will be smoking.
Hello?
Yeah, we're smoking.
Oh, you're smoking cigarettes right now?
Well, it's just sort of a movie thing.
No, we can't do that here either.
Yeah, you can't do that here either.
Hello?
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Don't
Uh-oh.
Keep
what
saying
happened?
Hello. That's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah, we don't like hello on the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, then how about hi?
No, none of that stuff.
We're
you
over
just
that.
Just want to join the stream. It's
we're
like the internet.
Okay, put it this way.
We're beyond that.
Can you guys do me a favor and like, greatly appreciate it from, you know where Wilson Street and 6th Street is?
Sort of, yeah. We can give you a ride there on the airwaves.
I'm like sitting here waiting for my ride.
Okay? Yeah.
A man got out of jail this morning. He's a good buddy of mine.
Yeah.
His name is Jerry.
Perfect.
And he rides a Harley Davidson.
Yeah.
That's right. And he got arrested. And they should not have arrested him. They're crazy. Cops are crazy sometimes. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what their job is. It makes them
yeah,
like that. But where's the Harley? That's what I want to know.
I got one. They do.
It was.
I want to drive the Harley.
Madness.
Harley Davidson. Not
yeah, I was thinking about buying a Harley for the summer.
Oh, really?
Back
in the days of radio.
Probably it would be nice red or silver. Something understated like silver, perhaps.
Prior to television.
Yeah.
Why not white?
White would be nice.
Telephone.
Depends with what kind of color the detail would be.
Methodologies.
A Harley Davidson methodology. That's what would improve the social status of today's practicing teenagers.
People called on the phone and asked if they...
How are those glasses anyway? Do they work?
No.
Okay.
Did you guys accept my apology?
No.
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay. Okay.
But now you have to bring down to the KPFA studios a tray of the Rice Krispie gooey things that look like throw-up that are down there in front of the cappuccino machine.
Train stopped. Train stopped.
I'm not just buying that.
Well, they do look like throw-up, but they taste so
what
good.
Color are
they look like throw-up.
You mean the pretty crispy ones?
Yeah, that's it.
Give me a dollar.
Pretty pebbles?
Yeah, they're like little pellets, yeah. Little square pellets that come out of the
they're
alien's mouth.
Pebbles. You know the Flintstones, Barney and Rubble, you know...
Barney and Rubble, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
How come there's no Barney? You know, there is no Barney Flintstone vitamin. Why is that?
Hey, I got a good joke for you, but I don't know if I can say it over the air.
Well, then you probably can't, because if you have to think about it in the U.S.
What does it do with the skunk? You know those things that go peeling?
Yeah, they smell like the inside of an A3 that's been sitting in the sun for 20 years.
No, a little girl, my good girlfriend's a little girl. I learned this one from an 8-year-old.
Okay.
It goes like this. What do you call a... Let's see. Wait. I got that off. Okay, exactly. What color is black and white and red all over?
A frog in a wearing blender.
You know? Like
burgundy.
Apparently that wasn't his stop because he's still on the train. We're stopping at the next stop now.
Do you know what it's like to go to work?
Everybody aboard!
What time is it?
1:10. You don't have to go to work now, do you?
Me?
No, her.
Oh, yeah, me? No, I don't work. I get too much money to know what to do with a month, and I don't look it either.
Don't look at it.
You're making too much
it's not
no.
working. Yeah, we're just practicing. We're not working.
You got my guarantee.
Yeah, we're under warranty.
I'll be back with you in just a minute with the smart chopper and answer.
Yeah.
$800.
Do you really? What color?
I do. It is white and yellow. It has this umbrella cockatoo.
Uh-huh. Where is it?
It got stolen for a second time. The first time, the guy pulled a knife on me, and I told him to put it away, or I was going to put my foot up his shoe. You know what?
Yeah, up his cockatoo.
Over the last day, some of the things that I think I was most... excited
and
about.
I'm starting a band too.
Uh-huh.
What's the product line? I told the flyer that me was born.
You're all bigger than me. I'm
the flyer going around.
Right.
Wilson and 4th Street. That's exactly where Cafe this is. But it was in front of, what do they call it, Magnolia?
Mm-hmm. She's doing it again. Her clothes are coming off.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the kind of clientele you can hobnob with if you show up at the Cafe this Saturday night at 7. Stimulating conversation.
Hobnob.
With people who own cockatoos.
Yeah, there was more there, but I couldn't think of it. Yeah.
We'll be writing all of this down and reading out long lists of these adjectives over massively amplified microphone systems on Saturday night. Don't be confused. Just come on down to Cafe This and try to figure out what we're doing. Oh, and buy objects.
How much does it cost to get in?
In where?
The Cafe This, Saturday night at 9.
When?
Yeah, we should get Rob back on and talk business now that we're...
$4? $4. Put Rob on the phone.
Yeah, $4 times. We should get about 150 people.
I don't know who Robert is. I've never met him.
Rob.
Who?
$4.
How much?
I think it's got to be more than that. We got to make more than that.
Yes, we will.
But my real name is not Angel.
Okay, good.
Okay, neither is ours.
My real name's Annie.
Right. We knew that.
What? How'd you know that?
Because we've been there.
Where?
We're older than you are.
Where's Rob? What is this $4 business?
He's right here.
We have to talk some business now.
Rob. Rob. You can't charge $4 for a group like this.
It's unheard of.
Like 18, 25, 36.
Come on, Rob, $4 with sucker. How are we going to make any money?
You charge us to get out. 500 cops are going to show up and pay to get out.
No, I thought 500 cops was going to open for us.
$4.
Oh, yeah. And they were going to do the effort.
Bottom like that
I would
one.
Make it at least five.
$5? Okay.
Well, what
I
the...
I put four on the flyer.
Yeah, well, let's change it. That's
Can you
always
believe
good.
This? We're using one of the most powerful radio stations in Northern and Central California.
Ooh, yeah.
Just to talk about practicing.
Liability.
What?
So that affirm if you are...
It should be 8.
I'm trying to ring up these right.
It should be 8, but since it's just
I need
a rehearsal...
24 of those in my dressing room, the throw-up ones. Yeah, the throw-up ones. I really like those. What you can do is unwrap the plastic and smoosh them on the ceiling. You know, what you can also do is you can leave them in the plastic and step on them, which I do sometimes. I flatten them all out, and then I put them back on the tray in front of the cappuccino machine. And people think that's what they look like. Okay, there we go. Now we're rewinding the tape. See, we have to go over each second of tape is carefully groomed for full effect.
Sounds like he's back out on the street again.
Where?
There we go. The adding machine's going. And we'll be reviewing the tapes. And I did make an hour and a half of Kill Them.
I want to say bye.
Okay, half an hour of people smashing TVs. And then about 10 minutes of the band that dare not speak his name's Music Master. That kind of stuff will be playing on the video. Also, pieces of Negative Land at their recent concerts.
Chicken salad. Just like you did.
Puzzle.
Yeah.
You can buy food there.
You can buy food there. You can buy lots of coffee to stay awake. You can't buy earplugs. You have to bring your own.
I already got one out of here. I don't need another one.
And you got your own bad self, so you're all set up.
No, I'm not going in no self.
No, self.
Okay, I'm going to say bye. And
I know. Look, he's pulling at her.
Yeah.
Leave her alone. She's just an angel.
Does Rob want to stay on to...
Hey, you want to stay up?
Since this is the rehearsal for your rehearsal, maybe you'd like to stay on the line and explain your club a little
now
more.
Now there's revenge going on here.
Revenge?
Yeah.
Revenge is he.
More charity. $4. More charity.
How much?
$4. Come on, you can't beat that.
What?
$4 to get in.
Four hours.
How long?
$4 for 4 hours. That's $1 an hour. Come on.
That's what we're getting paid.
That's what we're getting paid. However, we will have some items for sale.
What? There you go.
A cool book.
Cool book.
What a cool refrigerator magnet.
It's magenta.
No, forget it. That won't be there. Hal won't show up.
Anyone who can't find fair use, the story of the letter U and the numeral 2, and no one can because it is in no store in the Bay Area.
Oh, really? Nothing at all?
No, it is not. I've been in all of them, and they may have ordered a few to begin with, but they sold out, and now they aren't reordering more because it's this awkward book with a CD, and they don't know where to put it.
Stupid stuff.
And it's just stupid, and they'd rather just buy CDs. So anyone who really wants this book will find it at the Cafe This on Saturday night for sale, and that's how I intend to make a living. What?
When's that?
He's going to sell his car.
Saturday.
Too, I heard. They're going to roll the car right into the front of the place.
Where?
There they go. They're pushing it through. There they go.
That guy doesn't know where
and
he is.
He should be sitting in the car.
Can you give us some more samples of what we'll hear tomorrow?
All right. Here's one right here.
You do lose touch.
Yeah. See, we're giving you the truth. That's what's really scary about these shows.
That is just a sample of what you will hear.
I like the part about it.
Yeah, me too. Interface.
Uh-oh. That's bad.
Yeah, that's good.
With what the real America is.
And that's over here.
That's bad.
Aren't you like breaking some law about advertising or soliciting on the radio or something like that?
No, because, we did give the price, didn't we? Not my fault, not responsible. I couldn't stop talking.
Gotcha.
That's what I was saying earlier.
Oh, we can't give the price.
Yeah.
Rob, change the price so that what I said is not correct.
Yeah, zero.
And irrelevant.
It's free.
All right, the price has been changed, so the price previously given to get into the club this, cafe this...
We'll pay you to come see
is
us.
...is no longer the price given, so therefore it is not a valid infraction.
I can hear people walking around in the club down there.
Not a
Would
valid
you
infraction.
Keep it down? We're doing a show over here.
Let's have a little happy music. Things are getting too tense.
Yeah, you know how business is, you know, especially when all of Northern and Central California.
Well, look, it's not like anybody's going to make any money out of this at the previous stated amount, are they? So what are you worried about?
Oh, look at him. He's adding up the bucks. You know how these owners are. These club owners, they cheat you out everything.
I did not say how much
the
book would be.
Then they call the cops.
But the book will
and
be available.
And they kick us out. The cops come and they kicked us out at 3 a.m.
Oh, you know what?
And the last thing I saw was Rob with the money in the window.
The deal is, as I understand it, is that we can't advertise anything and say, we can announce that something's happening, but we cannot advocate that it will be good or interesting or that anyone should go. That's how I understand the rules. So from now on, let's not say it'll be good or interesting or worth seeing at all. Let's just say where it is and when it is. And don't give the price. The previous price given was wrong and does not count, really.
It's a big joke or something.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's like,
but
you know, I met
we'll
these
there.
Negative land guys there, and I met the U2 will be there. And they all like each other. They're all buddies.
Oh, yeah, we're great pals.
Wow, you mean like...
This whole U2 thing is like, they're making so much money off that fair use book. I was over at Don's. He had a pool in his backyard from just the CD sales alone.
And all these old cars in it.
That's an old Indian tradition.
Swim in it.
Yeah. And the oil slick is really bad now.
Well,
but, you know, hell, we always swim
together.
I have
to go pee-pee, and Hal has completely ruined this show.
Yep, it's his fault. I hope he's out there in the bridge listening to a little radio.
Yeah,
and the cars
knows.
Are whizzing past him, and he's holding his coat shut, and he's trying to thumb a ride.
We can't keep up the constant chatter that he can. We're going to fall into dead air any hour now, and then what?
Oh, we got plenty of tape. We've got all the stuff
that's
we'll
good,
be
that's good.
The show. Us, yeah, I know. Yeah. You can say it.
Well, yeah, I was trying to be...
Well, there's plenty of stuff to play. Let's just start playing. Here we go.
2, 1.
Ha, ha, ha.
Look at Mr. Milo's expression.
We'll just shovel samples out at you. Through incredible sound systems. All paid for by... Yeah, nobody. Us. The money we make off of this. All of these shows we announce.
So a subtle part
and what happens
when you get? Because if you've seen this on the commercials, if you've seen it around...
What happens if you drive up there and there is no show? What if that's the big joke? In the Mission Street Police Department right now. He had a pocket full of frop, and they took him to the Hoosegow.
Oh, listen to that.
That's pretty cool.
That's on the guy going to work tape.
That's what I figured. It must be some kind of thinking.
Oh, no, it's not.
That's an awfully nice tape for going to work.
What the hell am I listening to?
I'd go to work there, too.
Oh, I
feel better now.
I can't even tell what's what here at the old rehearsal.
This is the old Bob Nelson style.
Now, there's the guy going to work, so let's see where he is now. Jeez, sounds like he's in the toilet or something.
He's like, in the steam tunnel.
He's like far removed. God. Wherever he is, he's far removed from all sound sources.
And that's a scary place to be.
When was this recorded?
Saturday night, 9 o'clock.
No, I mean...
Yeah.
This guy going to, recording himself going to work.
But it probably won't be very interesting, and we don't advocate going.
Yeah.
And we don't know what the price is in the previous...
Especially when the guy going to work tape is, like, the thing of interest at this moment.
Well, yes, it is. And the previous price mentioned, remember, was a mistake and is irrelevant.
Yeah, and we'll be covering some of the modern terms.
Because Rob will undoubtedly raise the price after hearing this show.
Yeah. Sure. Oh, yeah. Like Racehorse Charlie.
Boy, nothing's
You know what that is? That's cocaine, heroin. How about Red Six? How about Red Devil?
Did I hear someone knocking?
What would you be doing if you smoked some red dirt?
Oh, but that's good.
Or
that's
rocket
good.
Fuel. Or rocks of hell.
No, they won't like that.
Oh, but they like that.
How about Rockstar?
How do you know that?
So what they will go for is a texture.
Yeah. How about Silly Buddy? A Skeeter, a Skeezer, a Smoking Gun, Snot, Spaceship. How about Thirst
Monsters?
texas Tea, Toilet Water, Tragic Magic. The famous Jelly Bean.
That's about the last thing I care about. Yes.
Why?
I don't like it. I don't like the taste of it.
But it comes in so many sparkling colors.
The brain drink?
Plus, it makes a very good lubricant.
For what? After hour pleasures, no doubt.
Or before hours.
Well, these are after hours. We're practicing.
Well, it could be considered after. I mean, before hours, too.
Okay, well, no, what you're saying is 4 hours. We'll be on for 4 hours.
Hey, the power just went out. It's 5 hours.
Great. Does that happen often?
The show is not being broadcast anywhere except through Rob's phone.
There they are! Come in.
Welcome.
It's welcome, Dr. Hal.
Yeah, now we can start the show.
His friend was working on that grant.
That cigarette.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Sit down and open your mouth. God's sakes. We've been waiting for you. We can't hardly get started here.
Hold on a second while I put a new case in.
We were stopped by the police on the way.
I knew it.
Oh, I bet. See, I knew it.
It's quite true. We were on university. We were almost here when they pulled us over.
And why did they stop you?
Why?
Because they liked
you. We didn't have any drugs.
Go in the room there. There are more Mikey phones.
And make sure he's got the little red light. So friendly and warm. Oh, I've been listening. I've been listening throughout the entire sorry litany of
excuses. Well, then you heard our special...
Well,
made up all the possible stories about where you were.
And as you know, we've been somewhat at a loss for words.
Well, I don't see why that should be
words, guy.
Since I, was dragged away from my
samples,
comfortable little home without even any rocket fuel or anything. No notes, anything like that.
No, but there is a message on your machine.
Well, there is, since you called after we left.
That's right.
I just tried to call while you were still there, but you wouldn't pick up the phone because I needed
to
explain.
Well, I was
still here. I needed to explain something essential.
Okay, I really have to go pee-pee now. So since the doctor's here, I feel perfectly confident in leaving the microphone and that air will be filled.
I have a problem with
that. Oh, he's leaving his post. He's leaving the microphone. Oh, boy.
Now, what? What is that problem?
My television is talking back to me.
Oh, he's got a wet television set.
I hate it when that happens.
Ew. Well, you know, you shouldn't love your television too unwisely or too well.
You know, I watch Jeopardy and I shout out the answers and suddenly my television starts screaming back at me saying, you're wrong. I mean,
oh, you have one of those new TVs.
That's the way the show is. It's interactive.
Yeah. It helps you think.
Oh, so I shouldn't be worried.
No. Just think about whether you're wrong.
You should rejoice, rather, that your TV deigns to speak to you, a mere protoplasm unit.
And try to ascertain whether or not your TV is practicing or actually playing a gig, as the young people say.
Now, take Joe Lunchpail, for example, rooting around in
Joe's
his
Lunchpail.
Dust Bunny haunted garage. He remembers the show's on. He rushes in to watch it on the TV. And what does he find when he runs into the living room?
Little candy bars all over the floor, melted into the carpet. And, of course, the vapo gas.
Yeah, and the echoing echo chamber of destruction, which causes the tears to pop into his old, withered eyes.
So why did the law enforcement officers gain interest in you?
Because of our hyper-velocity. It's as simple as that. Along old Uni Avenue, you're supposed to plod along like Grandma Tessie in her goat cart.
I wish I had some velocity, but...
I wish I did, too.
Later in the show,
jeez, since I'm in the room without a monitor, I get to consume velocity, don't I?
Well, you can, but don't drink it all, because I need some very badly, as you know.
I'm pouring it out now.
There were other matters which you brought up, but I don't really feel free to air them on the air because some things should be hashed out among ourselves. I mean, the straight dope, you know, if you know what I mean.
Discretion and decorum, as it were.
Yeah, you wouldn't want me to think
right out the window.
Well,
not on this show. This is the show of all Northern Central California being in a band.
Guys, like, do something.
Okay, now we'll do show.
Well, yeah, look at... See the way I'm making shadow pictures. How's this?
Wow, cool.
Okay,
see?
First of all...
I'm doing something.
First of all,
see?
Dr. Hal, if you heard my opening announcement, we have a point here where I say... what's in it for you?
Five hours
of listening to us figuring out here what in the name of all the gods Dr. Hal could recite the names of if his mic was up, we are going to do here.
Yeah. 5 hours.
And I will read that...
I will read that
sentence later. But after finishing, I thought, wouldn't it be better if I stopped and you actually did recite all the names of the gods that you could think of?
All the gods? Oh, but...
So let's try it that way.
The ones that are left out will invariably be angry.
Excuses. Now, when I point to you, you just start naming all the gods you've ever heard of.
Here we go.
What's in it for you? 5 hours of listening to us figuring out here what in the name of all the gods Dr. Hal could recite.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't want to be the patsy. I don't want to be the chump. You know, I don't want to be the goat.
What about Horus or Isis?
You're ladling to me what I'm going to do, but that's not the way we react around here.
We're rehearsing.
Well, maybe we do, but one must be the originator, not the resonator.
As you can see, he doesn't know the name of a single god.
The point is, if you say so many of them, then the ones that you don't mention get angry.
Well,
and they take it out on you.
Sorry. It was just a funny idea.
It's like Mickey. You know how
Mickey, splittingly, chucklingly hilarious it is.
Maybe you're
Mickey Mantle. And
but,
Mickey Way.
You know, I mean, it's an interesting idea, but it's not a hilariously, rib-tickling, chokingly, knee-slappingly funny idea. If the list was long enough,
it could have been really funny.
Oh, it can be as long as you can imagine. But
that was my thought. You'd go on and on and on, and I'd never finish the thing.
What thing would this be, my friend?
The show at the Cafe This on Saturday night.
Oh, a script. Oh, what a wonderful thing, a script. I'd sure like to see the script.
Oh, let's just dump it.
Oh, no.
Begin dumping now.
I wanted to
dumping
see
completed.
That.
Start naming them.
Hathor, Magnamontair, Shudsenetip, Athes, Athes, Astarte, Bahiel, Bahimel. Oh, I mean, come on. There are so many of them. It's impossible to do it all. Ur, Hekau, Setche, Nisroch. There they go. The gods drove away. Now we're totally without protection. The evil demons are going to be circling around and plucking at our garments and stinging us like thousands of little scorpions with human heads and metal tails. Oh, well, then there's also the great god Yotl, who only occurred in the city of Waldercan. Why do you laugh, my friend? The god Yotl predates even Bel-Marduk, which is one of the most ancient known civilizations.
Good. See, I knew this would be good once you got going.
And then you've got...
now he's running a gas station in Fresno.
The primordial gods of ancient India, which the modern Indian pantheon are actually descended from in an evolutionary sense. The gods of Mohenjo-Daro.
This is going very well.
Is this what you're doing live on Saturday?
Yep, this is it.
Well, let us take just one god and go back to a really early form. You know, one thinks of a god or maybe a goddess as a beautiful form, a lovely alabaster statue, or like the Greeks used to paint him up with realistic red nipples and lips and flesh tones and so forth, and they would put beautiful dresses on them. But this is a civilized manifestation of the actual primordial god.
How many gods do you know?
Well, I'm telling you, I thank all the gods that I know for the Pax Romana that they bestow. But the original god was not anything like a gauzy Aphrodite with rouged lips or any of this stuff. The original god was like a horrible, jagged, ugly piece of meteoric stone.
A
meteor which fell from the heavens and landed in the hills. And the brutish, uncouth shepherds of these primordial times dragged it into their sod hut of a temple and splashed the blood of the sacrificial victim off its hideous, leering contours, which bore in their uncouth imagination some resemblance to a grotesque humanoid face.
Yeah, I remember that.
Then
that
there's,
that was 20 years ago, right?
Well, 20 mega years. Then there's Azathoth, the god of chaos, who gibbers and squeaks eternally in the black pit of Abaddon, in the center of all things, accompanied only by mindless flute players tootling and squealing in the center of chaos. Oh, there they are now.
At what point does this become funny, though?
It's never funny. That's one problem.
They're on the gods train now, and the train of gods is elite.
Get on the god train. Get on the god train.
That's where Bob Dylan is.
This is the other side. The other side of the guy going to work.
Ah, yes. Indeed.
Very true.
Just enough time to read the paper and eat a candy bar as I zoom off on the monorail to my rendezvous with destiny. But
well,
you know,
but you know,
another problem is if you want somebody to show up, like say on the puzzling over the edge or whatever it is, you've got to tell them you're expecting them to be there. I'm sitting there with the fleewee on my lap, drinking a mug of cocoa, and suddenly there's a pounding at the door. I'm told I'm supposed to be here.
Well, I thought Jug would take care of that.
The bay. And,
that was his job. See, we figured this all out.
Let's not play the blame game.
We figured.
It doesn't matter who fouls up.
All that
matters is we're here now.
But why in the hell don't you want to play Aunt Bertha? I think that'd be so cool.
Well, you know, if we had scripts, exits, entrances, and something worked out.
No, you do whatever you do with her, you know.
Yeah, I do whatever I do with her, and after 5 minutes, the audience would get antsy, and I'd be stuck there in a costume couldn't change out of.
No. If you're up in this, if you're up in this high spot, you can back off, put on the wig and the house coat, come up, do it for how long
downstairs.
You have to.
Another difficulty
downstairs.
Is Aunt Bertha has a specific regalia, which I'm not in possession of, even to channel Aunt Bertha. I've got to have a large blue dress with yellow polka dots. Each yellow polka dot has to be a symbol of Mr. Yuck.
No one's going to remember all that.
I have to have
blue-haired
wig,
searching for
big, thick black glasses, a choker necklace made out of pearls. And,
no one's going to care.
Stay tuned at 3 o'clock.
If they don't care about that, they won't care that I don't wear the Aunt Bertha getup. The fact is, this is a live version of radio, and we don't dress up for radio, do we?
I'm dressed up.
Well, you're going to disappoint a lot of customers like poor Angel, who comes to that club, I don't know, week after week looking for...
Angel?
looking for some just some nice clean entertainment.
Well, I'm not claiming it's going to be gamey.
Now, Phineas, just calm down there.
If that Phineas, I can't even hear him there. The acoustics are terrible. I can't do this. I give up.
Let's go home, Hal.
Go off and smoke a cigar. Yeah, I'm tired of this.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Let them go back to impugning
our
virtue.
Shining path of least resistance. Yeah. Is that a long-distance call from Japan?
No, that's good.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, I can't tell who you are because of the echoing concatenations and the endless corridors of hexapodal madness.
Earthquake story.
Earthquake stories?
Well, I'll tell you this. You're talking about somebody who's not even here now.
We've been doing a story
from somebody with who's not even here.
We've been listening to stories and have been here all night.
Here.
But you're not from Japan, are you now?
Well,
never mind, Phineas. Wasn't your idea.
I've seen a lot of Godzilla movies.
Was our idea.
Gojira.
Yeah, the other person
Saint
was
James
our
Infirmary,
idea.
St. James Infirmary, sometimes referred to as that sleazy pornographer. But he's
stretched out on that long white table, so pale, so cold.
Yes, they've consigned me to the other room on the cold chair table.
Well, I'll trade places with you.
You could drink coffee if you did.
Well, maybe I should, because I am in a desperate need of...
That's true. That's the coffee bar in there.
On the other hand, if you stay in there, you can put on your Aunt Bertha regalia.
Another problem is,
I didn't think of this incredibly emotionally powerful act, which would bring all of Santa Rosa to their collective and non-artistic knees. Hey, is the power back on up there?
I can't hear Phineas Narco's words. I can only hear reverberating
echoes. Winged horses out over the Atlantic and wonder why we're not
over
the Pacific.
You have to speak very closely and
nicely. No, that won't
nicely.
Help, as he well knows. I've called this show too many times.
You know, we really pipe to the speed of light. Atomic City.
A thousand jangling air, whatever.
All these gum-chewing thugs taking over the air again.
Taking off.
That's right, thugs chewing a wad of gum that's
not as good as doing us now.
Some people think it's a tobacco they chew, but it's actually Wrigley's spearmint gum.
Doesn't answer my question.
The favorite gum of thugs across the world.
Just look at this huge, wolfish thug with his giant chin moving up and down as he chews an enormous wad of gum.
You want to make something of it?
Texas State Fair.
Don't you, Wrigley's
power back on in there?
Well, if you're going to be at this show, you're going to have a smile and a handshake from the doctors of the air.
How much is it?
It is on?
How much is it?
This doggy in the
What do you got?
Because you can't hear the show.
Well, that's what it is.
Not
much, but something.
So fake it.
You see, there'll be something there that you can focus in. You can focus on the locus and get some traction out of the action.
What a show. It's going to be the super group of bad tape collage people.
Yes, it's going to be.
No. See, like, say the band that dare not speak its name is the Yardbirds. The Negative Land is the Hollies. And Hal is like Lord Such. And
who am I?
No, he's like David Bowie.
No, David Bowie's too young. Then all these groups break down and fall
like
apart and all hate each other. And then certain members go off in different directions. And so we are now like the Led Zeppelin with the next level.
At the end of the rainbow.
I'm more like Chuck McCann.
Led Zeppelin.
Infinity.
I would say Chuck McCann or possibly...
Secondly, it's about...
None of their members went anywhere. They broke up and just stayed broken up. You see, you have to go on to the next super group.
Dave Clark himself was so creepy looking that they couldn't get anywhere.
Hey, look, I found the Phineas Narco notebook.
Let's
steal all his ideas.
Oh, cool, yeah.
Sense of having arrived, which is...
There are 1,000 ideas in there.
Always impossible.
Yeah, but they're all lousy ideas.
Well, you know,
like much of the rest of American popular culture is about the endless search.
Who is this other person I
endless
must know?
The other person is our idea.
Endless yearning.
Look out!
Because it sounds like the
Don't worry, Phineas. He's just working out with us. If he doesn't rehearse well with us, he won't be on the show.
Yeah, he won't be. But he might be at the show. It's hard
you mean
to
know. Pee Wee Herman?
And by the way, Phineas, are you coming to this uninteresting, unattractive show that no one should particularly take any notice of?
I might if I can, find some way to get there.
Yeah, you want to.
All right, if you come, I'd certainly like you to buy a book.
You have to promise not to complain about our stealing.
Yeah, but that one was free, Phineas, and this one you're going to have to buy.
You can't solicit on the air, even
to go on
you,
to find what lies on the other side of the street.
Lies? He's not going to be there either.
Nope.
He's in Ohio.
What lies on the other side of the lawn?
Just to stay away from
the shadow.
When you just have one member of each band there.
It's not a band.
Because it was a super group.
Don't you get it, Phineas?
We're technologically more adept than that.
You should. It was your idea.
And since it's your idea, you already thought of it. Know how it works.
I mean, you got loose kicks, we got loose kicks.
Yes, exactly. Now you are beginning to fall in with the basic
Charles got a big mouth and Ed's got a big mouth. And you combine all four of the loop tapes and the big mouths, and what do you get?
And not only that, bells, whistles, drums, sound effects, gags,
it's gonna be
little animals in cages, all kinds of
things. No, we can't do little animals in cages.
Well, I haven't told you about that, but we are going to have little animals in cages.
Oh, the little... Oh, not the little animals. And here they are dancing around on fire, but I can't.
No animal will be harmed during the show, only after the show.
Well, it's a virtual harm. It's virtual pain they feel, too.
No, you know, people who are mean to animals tend to be mean to me, and so I don't want them around.
Are we going to be there?
Certainly not, young man.
And even in everyday life, you, little man.
I believe we will dance the dance of Salome.
Now, look, I don't see why we have to descend to this level. I'm frankly a bit
come on, Hal. I saw you carefully shaving the fuzz off Flea-wee to get prepared
that was for something
Let's
else.
Let's not bring our very private
the dance of the
on
risky.
The air,
well,
so
you know, I showed you those pictures of Mrs. Twomley and those.
Is he in there?
The least
he's
in
there.
Do is
hey, Hal.
I'm here.
Take the microphone to your right and put it on the right side of your mouth and put the one you're on the left side and see what that sounds like.
But don't let
it
the audience
sounds
know
like stereo.
Now, if you turn your head just slightly to the left, you'll be over in the left, and if you turn to the right, you'll be in the right, and that way you can just, you know, move your head back and forth and sound like you're moving around. And
I'm
maybe
left, I'm right, I'm left,
that's right.
I'm right.
There it is,
left,
there you go.
Okay. Right.
Perfect, perfect.
Around and around and around I go, and where I stop, nobody knows.
Perfect, perfect. Now, isn't that more interesting?
But not on the air.
I thought it was great fun. I had a great time.
It's amazing what they can do with special effects these days.
They were entertaining.
Let's find out what everybody thinks of that.
I'm open to experience, you know. I don't want to grade stuff.
Phineas, do you think that's more interesting or not? Should we do that or what?
Well, maybe we can get Sabrina and recreate that act at your
I would like to get in contact with her and recreate some parts of the shows here
in
on
private,
the,
no doubt.
On the air. Yeah. Well, I don't know about that, but on the show, I mean, she has done shows, so she understands the magic of listening over the radio, because people listening to this show right now don't know how magic it really is.
It's more magic than you can imagine.
Tape recorder's going. That's part of the magic.
It's incredible.
Magic,
we're not even
magic,
here. That's
the world
how magic
of magic.
Is.
Hocus pocus. Now you see us now. We're magic, magic. You see we're magic.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it's a hall of big
bunch. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Hey, I've got an idea. If we broadcast in quadraphonic, we could each have a speaker to ourselves.
You mean like the Who?
Can you rig that up, Dan? Don?
Dan?
Dad?
Dan? Don?
No.
Tim? Dan? Timmy?
No,
Tommy?
I can't.
My Tommy car. Tomic.
Dad, I bet the weatherman
come on,
could
Dad.
Do it.
It's little Tommy Tomic, the super scientist.
Yes, it's Atomic City Part 2.
Yes, little Tommy Tomic is in Cafe This, drinking too much coffee. Then he spreads the carbonated peanut butter on his weak door bridge.
Suddenly the door swings open. A gum-throwing, chewing pod getter.
Now he's got too many microphones.
I've got this microphone.
All right, simmer down. Now,
I'm going to use this microphone.
Time to go see.
On Saturday, veritable caravan of cars will start rumbling up to Santa Rosa, California.
Santa Rosa.
To set up the incredibly complicated vacuum tubes and electric relays that are going to be used.
Awesome technology.
But it's not going to be
huge elbows.
It's not
going to
be what?
Probably not.
Not what? I couldn't hear that.
Oh,
wait. What did he say?
Is it getting confusing again?
We cannot advocate.
Whoa, what are those guys doing in here?
We're lining up for the starting gate here. The first race down here at the Cafe This Practice.
All we can say to the public is...
And they're off. There goes collodion and scar tissue on the inside. There's third degree coming up and fourth degree around on the edge. And now scar tissue and now collodion by ahead. And now...
That's all. We don't know why. We don't know if it'll be good.
Whoa! They're off. There's Pegasus out of the Glen number one gate.
Honk.
Squeak.
Hippopotamus.
Squeak.
Rhinoceros.
Flop. Wait a minute. Hal's naming all the instruments.
Flop.
This is the flugelhorn.
Twig.
I can't play it, though.
Oh, okay.
Hey, are you snorting something here?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, honks, bleeds. Name all the snorting sounds you use in a comic book.
Well, I
know about comics.
You know, you're just throwing stuff at me. I'm supposed to react like
Yeah, here's
little...
a donut. Here's a little frozen burrito.
Catch this chihuahua.
Here's a chihuahua.
Let's both throw him things at once.
All right,
here's
enough.
Don Joyce, catch!
Whoa!
Yeah.
Oh, that was bad.
Oh, sorry.
He landed right on top of his own car.
All right, come on.
Now, must have heard the car story.
His car
died right as it got here to the station.
Oh, that's right. When he got bored with griping about us, he griped about his car.
I started making up stories about you being stopped by the police, because that's the only other thing I could think
you
about
that
was worse.
You caused it to happen.
That's right. At that moment, I will will this upon the other people.
First, we were stopped on the bridge, and we had to go and find a talk on one of those little phones, and it doesn't connect you to the radio station. It only connects you to the Caltrans piece. We had to be towed off the bridge. Then we got stopped by the cops. And
did you really?
We were hassled by the fuzz.
Because I made jokes about that, too.
The pigs were hassling some.
I talked about how Little Hal would be there, only in my
actually,
version, you
we
had
met
Hal off and driven away.
Actually,
and Little Hal
what,
was
what
there
really happened was,
wind.
What really happened
true
was,
facts.
What
the
really happened
story
was, Mr. Policeman, the guy, was incredibly nice.
He was.
He gave us a warning, not even a written warning, even, and he just let us go. You know, we got to drive right off, and that's nicer than you know, because if he'd only checked with his inboard computer, he would have found we were hot,
no,
hot, hot.
How?
He would have found that we had on board a kilo
of the best quality
of
letter writing watermark. Bond paper,
okay to have.
James
hand chewed by Peruvian women 3 years ago.
And we had them on board too in the trunk. Whoa.
Let's talk about the Electra anyway. You know what the Electra was? It was a PB-1 harpoon. Has an enormous wing to weight ratio.
What?
And was used in the latter part of the World War II era for pots. The Electra was the bird also used by Amelia Earhart when she crashed off Cyprus.
And there was Electra Glide in blue with little sawed off runty squinty Robert Blake, testosterone pumped tiny apple.
And a very recent erotic performance art piece called About Electra was performed just a few days ago.
You can say Erectra on the air.
That's a Japanese
It didn't
version.
Give me an Erectra.
What was artistic, Hal?
Exactly.
Because, frankly, I just didn't know where to deposit my sack.
Well,
wow. I see,
See, I was one of the Sackville baggages, one of the Sackville boys. But there's something I'd like to bring right out of the air, some smelly thing I'd like to exhume right at this moment.
Well, thank God you're in the other room, man.
Boy, does that feel good. No, the fact is, don't you remember, we were here, we were broadcasting, and some little dweeb started calling up and saying, how old are you guys? You guys are old. You're old people, right?
Yeah.
How old are you?
Cool.
And their attitude, this attitude.
Put those animals away.
Snotty, whippity.
Wait, the monkeys are out. Get that thing off. Sorry,
the monkeys, the animals, the turtles.
Ignore me.
The zombies?
Ignore whom?
Just ignore him.
Ignore me.
I'd like to know who that is that we're supposed to ignore.
No, go back to your story.
Me.
Just ignore him.
Ignorantia legis nemine next.
Go back to the story. Yeah, the nice story.
The nice story.
Oh, you got some casserole, huh?
All I wanted to say is,
if I told anyone how old I was, for example, no one would believe me.
Oh, you're young.
That's it. That's
young
what I want to hear. And I am young.
29.
I am young, but...
All right. Everybody shut up. Shut up for a minute.
I'm sorry.
Me too?
Doug, what about the whistle idea? Now, this was, for your listeners, this was the Phineas idea within the Phineas idea.
Which we are now stealing.
We would every once in a while, we figured, during the rehearsal, we would blow the whistle. One beats go through the sky.
He's a little scary phone person.
That's not part of this, is it?
And if your whistle's weak,
thousands of monkeys.
So Doug, whenever you want to, you blow that whistle.
If you start to slide, give a little whistle. Give a little whistle.
See?
And always let your show host be your gun.
I'm gone too. Oh, there we are.
Ignore me. No. Wait, see? Well, that was terrible. See, when he blows the whistle twice, that was a once, by the way. That means go. That was backwards. You're supposed to blow it twice. Everything's going to stop, and we're going to ask the listeners what they think. Well, how's it going? You know, comments, criticism, suggestions, ideas. Well, what do you think? Do you think Hal's talking too much or what?
Hal?
Hal.
No, man. He makes the show. Give him all your microphones.
Do you know which one Hal is?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Your wish is our command.
Okay.
He's
wow.
back.
My red lights, they just came on.
But
it's
I want
a miracle.
You won't
I can talk.
Give him your microphones.
All right. Now,
it's Mr. Microphone.
Here's another listener.
Hi, girls.
Now, what do you think so far?
So far, and yet so near.
You ever get the feeling you've been cheated?
All the time, man.
All right.
Now, let me put it to you.
give me an hour.
Well, that's a complete failure, that self-analysis stuff.
Well, I wasn't going to do that, but I was going to say some true things that were nonetheless terrifying and, to me, titillating. But,
All right. Doug, blow the whistle once so we can start again. Remember?
Ouch!
Hey,
right
but not
in
so
my
loud.
Ear. Christ's sake, you're going to blow out the multi-index family man.
Aren't there FCC regulations about that?
Yep, about blowing
they're
whistles on the air.
You can hurt someone.
You sneezy weasel.
Now, that stuff about stopping all at once is really hard. So we're going to have to rehearse that a few times.
Just pull back from the mic when you blow that whistle, and I'll play along.
Yeah, you can hear that from anywhere in the room. Some kind of a distortion.
So here we are. This is the test. We're all talking. Our lips are flapping. Where our jaws are chapping.
Yeah,
now we're all talking, and all of a sudden a whistle blast is going to occur and make us stop talking, and there's going to be absolute silence as soon as we hear that whistle blast. But I don't hear it now. And
well, that's because we're supposed to be
talking about ancient Mesopotamian pottery, which, as you understand, is brought to bear or fruition.
How about we get it? Two blow, that's a one. That's a
one. That means talk.
Was that a two or was that just one?
It was just one. I'm all confused
that's
now.
That's too much.
Remember,
that's three.
I think the
what does three whistles mean?
You know, right close together. So
that means 10 minutes before station ID.
Don, you're not playing the game yourself. You're continuing to talk after he toots the whistle.
No, we're just rehearsing.
This is the rehearsal.
Well, in a rehearse, we do what we were going to do when we were,
when we were young, yes. I remember.
So when people are going to pay money to see this on Saturday?
Massive hearing loss.
And giant wallet donations.
Giant walrus
equal a show.
Did anybody
too chaotic to be controlled.
Animated movie Sinbad and the Eye of the Tiger. There was a giant walrus in that one, man. A huge walrus. It was stop motion animation. It was the biggest animation walrus ever seen.
Yeah, but we've got better animation now. Here comes the 90-foot weatherman.
Wow.
Animated frame by frame by a team of highly trained experts.
I don't think we'll use that in the show, though, because he said he wouldn't leave the apartment.
Oh, yeah. I hear he doesn't go on tour either.
No.
Little man. Do we have to bring Weatherman into this show?
I'm just trying to annoy Mr. Joyce here. He's ignoring me.
Rejoice,
we're sharpening up our scalpels for the show.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yep, we are.
What's it to you? Well,
we are getting
doctors
this,
will be operating.
We are getting this hold down to a fine point.
And while you're strapping that point on that specially grooved stone, I think it might be a good thing to go over some of the protocols that we're going to be using on the show on Saturday at Cafe Viz after the fall of evening.
That's the point.
Night's mantle steals across the surface.
All right, well, what's your idea?
I say we use the protocols of the Elders of Zion.
No.
Oh, pshaw, they've already been used. But I want to know, did you print these up on your print on your...
But in any case,
I'm all confused.
Well, let's imagine it this way. Suppose that you were a prehistoric dinosaur chewing an enormous chunk of tobacco leaves that were stripped from a primordial tobacco tree and then spitting an enormous glob, a goober of prehistoric tobacco juice, 120 feet to land at the base of a prehistoric cycad.
Right, got it.
Then you got it? You were supposed to let it go.
Oh.
Spit it out.
It took me a year to learn how to be a gum-chewing thug. 94.1
FM on your radio dial with KPFB in Berkeley and station ID in the fungus-covered valley of...
Fresno? Vallejo?
Fresno, actually. Maybe we ought to try that again.
Yeah,
that's right.
FCC would like
this
to
is
right.
Over the Puzzling Edge of Evidence here until 3 o'clock.
when it will turn into the puzzling over the evidence edge.
What about me?
All of this is just a rehearsal for the real thing, the paid rehearsal, which will occur next Saturday night at 7 to 9 o'clock at the Cafe This in downtown Santa Rosa, 122 4th Street.
With nitro-burning funny cars.
Outdoor stereo.
No, we're not going to have funny cars. They weren't funny last year. They're not funny this
year.
Well,
I think they're funny.
No charge for admission, so we can say that, I guess.
What?
Yeah.
So well, how are we going to be paid?
Yeah, that is yet to be seen. My suggestion is bring something to sell.
I can't sell and perform at the same time. Oh, well, in that case.
No, he's going to have somebody there who watch a little table on which we can set all our little doodads.
Well, I've got plenty of doodads. Okay. I'd have to be watching them all the time. That's Hal
doing his show, watching the doodads. That'll be
get
the show.
Get your little price sticker out and get those little price stickers on.
Watching the doodads. We'll be watching the doodads with me.
All the little bobbies will make.
As you can see, it's going to be a spectacular show.
Got refrigerators to stick them on.
We're using tonight to work everything out to a fine home detail.
That's the waltz, washing the doodads. We'll do number 4.
We have scripts galore. It's not going to be like this, you know. We're going to have scripts.
Type this into my power, man.
Yeah, we got scripts. We got tons of scripts.
I bought this power.
Here's another one.
Just from the money I make off the
show. And another one.
Hey, I got a script, too. Crumpling all the scripts into little balls. We're throwing them at each other.
We have so many ideas, we can't even begin to do them here, but we'll do them all there. You can be assured.
Everyone there will be doing a different idea.
Now, in saying this, we aren't advocating it or saying that it's going to be good or interesting or that you should come. Not at all.
No.
To the contrary. In fact, if I were you, I'd stay home.
I'm going to.
You really believe they'll be at 122? 4th Street, Santa Rosa,
Saturday night.
Practicing from 7 to 9, and then playing from 9 to, well, who knows?
All
I mean, if they're not really
out there who've been listening for years and have no idea how old we are, you can come and see
for
yourself.
Stop that. It's not true. I'm young.
You'll
I tell you.
You'll be shocked at how old we are.
What'd you say?
Sure. And Aunt Bertha, she's only about 26.
Oh,
yeah.
she's an old bat. But
they call her the flower of the prairie.
They called her that
used to.
In 1918.
Now they call her the oyster of the sandpile.
In 1918, they called her a flower. Now they call her a shriveled, dried up old...
Can't say fruits like prunes.
Do you people realize that the voice of Dr. Hal is actually a made-up voice and that his real voice is Aunt Bertha? And every time he slips into his real voice, he is doing Aunt Bertha.
In fact, Hal changed out his Aunt Bertha costume just before coming into the studio.
Only one person listening knew that.
Hal, don't close that door. We need the vacuum cleaner. We need everything we can.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Are we going to vacuum now?
You notice that he wears yellow rubber gloves.
I don't know. It's open to
it's
open to suggestion, you know. If you think the vacuum cleaner would be an improvement.
Well, I think cleaning up the show.
Hey, I've got an idea. Well, let's do a ventriloquism show. Do you still have those dummies, Don?
Who's going to be the dummy?
Wait a minute.
Let's pick...
I bid no Trump.
Okay,
let's
rubber.
Tap each other on the head, and the most wooden sounding one gets to be the. Yeah, he's it.
Hey, cut it out.
I'd rather be a hand
twice
puppet.
To shed us
Come
up.
On, show some maturity. Ow, hey, give a guy a break.
Okay, everybody dance.
Yeah, we're just practicing.
Get
now.
Those strobe lights flashing. Yeah.
And I can give my celebration.
It's show a go go.
Horrible horticultural facts, especially the terrible man eating tree of Madagascar.
Ooh, look at that.
Whoa! The blood
took
right
a big
out
bite right out of that mannequin dummy.
I'm afraid that was no mannequin. That was our general manager.
General mannequin? Tomorrow.
Yes, General Mannequin, the great hero of the artificial world.
Thank you for calling.
Thank
all
you
right,
for calling.
Now we've alienated
That's
all the calls.
848-4425, the 510 area code.
848-4425.
510
area code.
But what? If you call, you'll just be lost in the
stuff.
Not necessarily. Your voice might get through. The callers know it's a crapshoot, it's a gamble, but some of them, they like to gamble. They've got gambling in their blood.
What do they stand to win?
And as for the vigorish, well, I've got to tell you.
So
It's okay,
there we go. Audience
input, please.
Maybe we shouldn't have crumpled up all the scripts.
What happened to that audience input?
Crumple your scripts into little balls. Calyx to type them up.
Where's that audience input, Jack?
Okay, here's one.
Yeah, I have to say it's the owner guy.
Yeah, the owner guy.
Yeah, is there going to be any, like,
my problem is, in my cabin capsule, I can't
kind of
hear
world?
These voices.
Tape.
Well, that's because we keep talking over them.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, but
what? Is the power back on up there?
Oh, yeah, we just turned it on.
Why can't... I want to hear what this guy's saying.
Hear this tape?
No, it's not worth listening.
Turn this guy up. I want to...
Well, so then, what kind of tape will you be playing?
Who can tell
it would
me
violate the whole concept
of
the show.
What kind of tape are you playing now?
I'm not playing a tape at all. This is live.
Violating things, buddy. I want to tell you.
We need now some violations and some of those little Rice Krispie puffy things.
There's a real problem.
What I'd really like if in the dressing room
if you could do this for me is make a bed of the rice puffy things.
Ew.
That I can just kind of lie on in between songs.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, queen size is fine. I'll bring up the flannel sheets and then nice and crackly.
Yes, snapping and crackling and popping of the spit sparking and spark spitting.
Oh, I had some of that when I was in Germany a few years ago.
I'd like some of it right now.
Gazook
I'm fading fast.
Well, you're in the coffee room. You can eat if you want.
Is there something to eat in here? Oh, that's right. Look at this.
Look at this. Oh, wait, no, I was saving that for later. You can't eat that.
I'm hungry.
That's mine.
Nope.
No turntables at the cafe this, however.
Wonderful.
One of our most interesting features will be absent.
Well, why can't you bring a pitiful portable picnic plate?
Come to Cafe This and watch Hal eat.
Why not? Is it against the Geneva Convention?
Yes, it is, in fact.
Got any mustard?
Grey Poupon.
Or this. Grey Poupon.
Grey Poupon. Hey, I can do that.
Okay, here we go. Try some.
That's disgusting.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
That was not what
I meant.
This
may be one more
Yes, 4 years
for
of grad school to do that.
Oh, look.
Well,
see,
no, wait.
I mean, this silly question of being old, you know, that's typical of
just
this.
So silly.
How old are we anyway?
Yeah, that's
a coward's way out.
Yeah, really. I mean, if they think they can't listen to oldsters or something.
Yeah, what's the matter with old people?
The wisdom of the ages. That's what we got.
Damn straight, Jack.
Some stuff. Some things.
Yeah, we're pretty hip cats.
We've been around the block.
We know how
122 4th Street, Santa Rosa.
You can go around the block to get there
if you're coming off 101.
23 Skidoo.
We've got cars and stuff. We know what's going on.
The cars admittedly don't work, but
we've
got
loop tapes. We got loop tapes.
That offer to donate an automobile to Negative Land is still open.
Thank you
for your consideration.
But it has to be more than 6 inches long.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Has to hold the whole band.
It has to have a front seat and a back seat.
You can't shear off those cotter pins.
Can't shear off the bolts.
Don't want a convertible.
Especially one that's been converted by some amateur.
Oh, I had a convertible you could have had. Hey, let's steal some Phineas Narco ideas.
Let's think of one.
Maybe one more job.
That's the
Green Hornet.
Yeah. See, little Phineas.
This may be one more job
back in
for
Vietnam.
The Green Hornet.
He's got that steel plate in his head, and
he's got a broken ideator.
Yes. You know, the rationalizer shot on this robot. You need a total brain yank and a replacement part that's not even manufactured.
Oh, no, that's
going to
cost too much. Hal, we can't do that.
You
gotta
to
sell lots of stuff
shop.
At the
not
Cafe
Not unless we
this.
Make lots of money at Cafe This.
Well, I'm
selling
depending
stuff.
On that to pull me out of the zooming spiral crash of rent not being available.
Just smoke a couple of cigarettes and relax.
Think you got problems.
I need that money.
Your car isn't broken down.
I'm afraid no one's leaving the broadcast booth until I raise the money I need, or I'll be immolated in the rent implosion.
Wow, cool. We'll get on the little secret service cam here in the corner.
I'll take that money.
I need that money more than you do.
I need it more than you do.
No,
well, look,
fighting over the money.
Give me the money.
Let's
the tape recorders are fighting over the money.
Oh, my God.